This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. Joel Gilbert is our guest. We're going to open the phones up. Coming up the next segment to talk about his film, we'll talk about the state of the world, the Women's March, you name it, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, on one big topic, or two. What's your favorite nickname that Trump's come up with for any of these knuckle-dragging lying scumbags like Crooked Hillary?
Well, some of them worked really well, like Crooked Hillary had a lot of truth to it, Low Energy Jeb had a lot of humor. Some of them didn't go quite as well, like, Carly Fiorina, look at that face. That was kind of off limits for women. You can't talk about their face. Of course, little Marco was a little bit demeaning, but it kind of revealed him as really more of a person who was, little in his ideas as well as physically. But Crooked Hillary was the best. It carried the, general election campaign. Democrats knew she was crooked. The FBI knew she was crooked. Everybody knew she was corrupt. And I think that way of branding her was a tremendous effort.
And you can't brand it. It's like Fat Albert's fat. I mean, she's Crooked Hillary. And, of course, I love the new ones, Rocket Man, stuff like that.
Well, we got Rocket Man for Kim Jong-un. We've got crying Chuck Schumer. We've got sneaky Dan Feinstein because she revealed, the transcripts illegally. So Trump is going to, I think he's going to continue to brand and call out his opponents. And it's really just about strength and taking a stand and defending his turf and principles, calling out those who behave badly. Don't forget when the public and the media freaks out about Trump said this or tweeted that. Barack Obama was abusing the public and the American electorate every day he was in office. He called Americans racist at every opportunity. He used the tools of state, the IRS, of course, Fast and Furious, Benghazi. Every single day he was trolling, calling Americans, the top 1% are taking all your money, give us the power, we'll take it back. It was a 8 years of evil trolling. Trump uses some humor and really calls out his opponents to defend himself, and I expect him to keep doing that, and that's what's going to make him a strong president.
That's right. And in Pocahontas, she's not a Native American. She lied about it. And he said, hey, go do a genetic test and prove it. And they go, oh, you don't like Native Americans. The Native Americans think it's funny. They said they think it's funny because she's not. It's hilarious.
Yeah, when you see the film, you'll see things in, Trump the Art of the Insult. Again, go to InfoWars Store. You can't miss this movie. You'll see things you never thought happened. The deplorable speech by Hillary. People remember, I didn't see the whole speech. They just remember she called Trump supporters deplorables. Well, it was much, much, much worse than that. She called them homophobic, xenophobic, not American, on and on. And you'll see Trump and his supporters destroy Hillary and anyone.
Well, that's
the
big thing is they call everybody Nazis and all these other names, and then if you just call them crooked, they're like, how dare him, or how dare him undermine the free press in America by fighting back against these lying propaganda bureaus. Him responding back is not attacking the press and trying to shut the press down. It's the left trying to censor everything.
Right. Remember, think of how what is an obscene action or verbal action by a president. Barack Obama invited Black Lives Matter to the White House. He sent White House representatives to the funeral of Michael Brown in St. Louis and said that, he was this perfect guy. And then somebody in Dallas murders policemen. Oh, what a surprise. Obama is the one who propagated.
And he won't go to that. That's key. And what do we do about
Obama? Well, Alex, then Obama shows up at the funeral for the cops and calls Americans racist. Now, what is more offensive? All that behavior that resulted in the death of policemen, and then Obama going and telling people that you're racist, don't you know it?
Didn't show up in Louisiana. Let's come back. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We sell books, we sell films, we sell high-quality supplements to fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got several big specials that are about to end there. We have our Good Halogen, the X2, that helps detoxify the body and do so much more. Basically blocks the fluoride from my own research. Caused me to have weight loss, stamina, energy. It's really amazing. That is 40% off when you get it with the Secret 12 high-quality organic vitamin B12 that you take under the tongue. Those are 40% off together right now. Also, for seasonal distress and the pollen and all the dust and the garbage that's 24 hours a day in this country, we've got the pollen block. You need to research that. It's natural. It's organic. It's specially fed Japanese quail, and then it's their eggs concentrated into capsules that you just chew up. Doesn't really taste good, doesn't taste bad. And then within an hour, it's been proven, documented, to relieve a lot of people's seasonal distress. Pollen block, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we have air filtration units right now that are extremely high quality. The Alexa Pure Breeze, normally a great deal at $200. It's $149 right now and free shipping. You cannot beat that deal. Leading competitors basically sell the same four-stage ion filter. One of them's ion. It has ion cluster and three others. Well, these babies are a great deal at $200. Leading competitors are $400 to $800. It has 478 reviews, 4.9 stars by Power Reviews, 97%. Nobody's got that. And this is a true game changer. Whatever the best deal is, the highest quality. There's one philosophy where you just sell things with a super high sticker on them and say they're the best. And then there are some people that will buy whatever's expensive, about 10%, they say. It varies country to country. I don't follow the marketing. I just go get the very best, lowest price, and want to sell an absolutely huge amount of them to fund the operation, which we do. But at $200 is a great deal. People sit around until it's discounted. I mean, this is just crazy discount. Because I know it costs like $80 to make the thing. So it's amazing. It's got phase one, phase two, phase three, and phase four. The ion cluster, true HEPA filter, carbon filter, and pre-filter. Four filters. And my wife, God love her, she's like, it's always red. It's broken. And I said, baby, you got to take off the pre-filter for like cat hair and stuff. You know, when it's red all the time, that means it needs to be clean. And you just brush it off, put it back in. And whenever, I mean, I don't want to get graphic here, but somebody can pass gas 30 feet away, the thing turns red right away. I mean, that's how powerful this is. And so, Alexa Pure Breeze, your family deserves it. Four or five of them will do the whole house, a big house, an apartment. One of them will do a smaller apartment. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, Joel Gilbert, you got the floor for the rest of the segment. We're going to take calls next segment. On two big subjects, callers, what's your favorite thing Trump's done, favorite nickname? What do you make of the first year? How are the globalists going to strike back? What are your concerns? Maybe you're not happy with Trump. We'll also take those calls. So it's 877-789-ALEX. I got other callers about, you know, Geneva Bible revision or stuff. I'll get to you after Joel's gone. I'll take your call. I just, you know, he's here to talk about this general area, the film, which is unbelievable. Great to show the kids. You know, we couldn't stop laughing for 95 minutes. Infowarsstore.com. Okay, going back to Joel Gilbert, you repeat what you said about bringing in Black Lives Matter, that when cops get killed, going to the funeral in Dallas and saying, it's your fault, you're racist. CNN even said that, because some black cops get killed, now it's their fault. Then he didn't go to Louisiana, though, when it happened. And it just shows betting on old communist programs that don't work anymore. And then how do people counter this? How do you deal with it?
Look, unfortunately, the establishment Republicans and the conservatives have traditionally not understood how to fight the left in the political battlefield. And they haven't understood that the Democrat Party is a radical party. They're willing to lie, engage in voter fraud, and use the tools of state, IRS, DOJ, FBI, to crush the will of the American voter. I like to quote Alexis de Tocqueville, who wrote the book Democracy in America. And he said that, and I'm quoting, he said, everyone in America has the vote and is a contributor to lawmaking. Anyone wishing to change the law must take one of two courses. They must either change the nation's opinion or trample its wishes underfoot. And that's what the leftists do. That's what Obama did. And that's what the DOJ and FBI and Comey were up to. They were trying to trample the will of the voters to destroy American democracy. Trump was the first one of all the Republicans you'll see in the film, and, you know, in Trump, the Art of the Insult, you'll see that he stood up to everybody. He wouldn't back down. He wouldn't apologize. And by doing so, he was able to defeat all the Republican establishment, as well as the radical left and the entire media complex. And even then, just barely, he won by a few points in the end. And when you see the film, by the way, you'll see how he defeated the Republican establishment. Even Ted Cruz, who was really the outsider candidate at the beginning of the election, he was the anti-establishment hero. He had stood up to Obama, read Green Eggs and Ham on the Senate floor, and the election really was his to lose. I actually told him that personally. He just needed to beat Ted Cruz, the outsider, the rebel. Mr. Cruz goes to Washington. But Cruz instead chose this establishment route. He wanted to be Jeb Bush. He wanted to be this mainstream guy. And Trump came along and he said, okay, if you don't want to be Ted Cruz, I'll be Ted Cruz. So really the drain the swamp guy was Ted Cruz, and Trump took over that persona. And when you see the film, you'll see how he destroyed Cruz and everyone else. And by the way, I've screened this film to people that are Democrats and liberals, and they actually enjoyed the film. Now, I'll admit it was for different reasons than Republicans might enjoy the film. But it's not like my film Dreams of My Real Father. Liberals would run out of the room screaming after 3 minutes. They would say, oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But with this movie, they'll actually sit through the whole thing and enjoy it as well. So you should get it and show it to your liberal friends, and they should be able to take it.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I know a lot of people who are classic liberals but believe in the Democratic Party because they were anti-war and they believe in taking care of the poor. And the Republican Party's been a really kind of nasty group of blue bloods that have had their own problems. But like you said, the Bill Ayers takeover starting in the late 60s is pretty much complete now. And most of the liberals I know now say they and all their friends absolutely are just disillusioned with the Democratic Party and what's going on. And it's all a bunch of really old globalist fossils as well. So where do you see the Democratic Party going?
I think the Democrat Party, unfortunately, has been infiltrated and reinforced on every level by far-left radicals. The Black Lives Matter is mainstream Democrat politics. Antifa, mainstream Democrat politics. Bernie Sanders, Stalinist, old-school communist, is one of their leaders. People showed up at his rallies, and they clapped. They cheered. He talked about we're going to take over the banks, break up the pharmaceutical companies. That's pure communism. That's what they did back in the days of Bolshevism in Russia. They put all the bourgeois, they called them, the entrepreneurs, they put them in jail, and government took over industry. And, of course, government bureaucrats aren't productive. So all the industries were destroyed, and people ended up starving to death. But people show up to these Bernie Sanders rallies, and they clap as if this is a solution that makes any sense in economics. And it doesn't. So I see the Democrat Party as going farther and farther left. And if the Republicans get rid of all this Never Trump nonsense and solidify themselves behind the conservative agenda that Trump is promoting, and it's no different from the agenda that Republicans have been talking about for 10 years.
Well, sure, Trump sounds like JFK and his tax policies and all of it. I mean, you see what this party's turned into, and even the Democrats admit they're hated, they're a joke, they just spew the most nasty, made-up crap at people, agree with me or you're a Nazi, and people are sick of that crud.
Well, JFK, don't forget, was a big anti-communist. That's why the radical left, Bill Ayers, Weather Underground, they hated JFK. They hated Robert Kennedy because they were anti-communists. The movement, the leftist movement in this country, is a very dangerous thing. They've been attacking all the institutions of democracy, attacking police. It's almost as if we're back in the late 60s where the Weather Underground is here, but they're in the person of the Democrat Party.
Well, I was about to say, you go to these Democrat rallies, you see a 500,000 people want to kill you, and they're like spitting and just yelling like mental patients.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch him! It was the Republicans back in 1994 that shut the government down, and it hurt them. People didn't want obstructionism. They wanted the economy back. And Bill Clinton sounded more like Trump back then. Oh, we're going to have a good economy and all the rest of it. Socially, they did some bad stuff, but they did do some things to try to boost the economy, but it was artificial. But that said, the Democrats, as we thought earlier, they didn't block the vote to limit debate. And so now they've 8-16 gone through and said they're going to move forward with the vote later today. So word is the Dems give up showdown fight. That's what it signaled earlier. Normally when they start giving up on all these votes towards the final vote later today, it shows that. I want to go to phone calls with Joel Gilbert, who's not just a filmmaker. He's a great patriot and a really smart analyst. Before we go to these calls, in this segment and the next, then I'll let you go, and I got some final news I'm going to hit before our other host takes over. What do you make of the Democrats and their tactics? You talk about how their tactics don't work anymore, but in their own echo chambers, Democrats didn't used to look this mentally ill and this stupid and this ugly. And I don't say that with pleasure. I go out and see throngs of people acting like animals and being really mean and vicious and really acting like the fascists they talk about. And I wonder, what happened to them? How did they get radicalized so quickly?
Well, they because their policies don't work, they've been proven to be disastrous for everybody, poor people, rich people, any leftist country, you're going to be bankrupt. The country's going to be bankrupt. You're going to have a lot of poverty. So they've because they know their policies don't work, they have cast the entire political field, battlefield, into good versus evil. So these people feel that they're an army of saints. They're an army of do-gooders. They represent values. Every time you hear a Democrat politician, they always talk about our values. Their values are good. Everyone else is evil. And because they believe this narrative of good and evil, if you believe that you were going to save the world by getting rid of Trump and you're going to create a perfect future, you might commit some crimes, too, because paradise is waiting for you. It's not different from the Islamist ideology that if you kill in the name of jihad, that you'll reach this paradise in the afterlife. The only difference between the leftists and the Islamists is the leftists believe they'll achieve paradise on earth, whereas for Islamists, it's paradise in the next world.
Joel Gilbert, you are hired. You are so dead on. And that's why the left is completely allied with the most radical forms of Islam. And Linda Sorcerer and others attacked the women who were mainly leading demonstrations wanting freedom in Tehran, getting shot and killed and arrested and tortured. And Sorcerer said, oh, it's a stunt, them taking their hijabs off. Well, she's got her hijab on, leading the women's march in New York. It is obscene. That Soros could put her in at the front, and he funds her, and the women line up behind her like baby ducks.
Well, A.J. Weberman has put together a website, I think it's sarsour.net, where he exposes, he has a book called A Jihad Growing in Brooklyn. That's very interesting. But bringing in people, large groups of people from Muslim countries, open borders. All of this is part of the tactic of the left because they know traditional Americans will never follow their disastrous policies. They hope to replace traditional Americans and outvote them with immigrants, undocumented immigrants, people from Muslim countries, poorer countries, so that these people will, they believe, will vote Democrat because they will want the bigger government services.
Well, exactly. The thing is, we could have people from all over. If they didn't get indoctrinated, but they got introduced to free market, they'd be great. But instead, we have to oppose it because they are being turned into a mob of frothing crazies.
That's part of the, you know, that's part of the trip of the radical left, is to bring in as many low income, low wage, unskilled workers as possible, because they know they'll get about 90% of them voting for Democrats, who will not only promise them extra free services, health care, and so on, they're also promising them this perfect future. And that's why you see that the left putting immigrants, minorities right out at the forefront. I think there was even on the, one of the Democrat Party websites, they said, we want to bring more women into the process to run for office. And they listed Muslim women, black women, Hispanic women, Jewish women, everybody but Christian women. So the left...
I was about really to say, Sir told them at last year's and this year's march, no Christian women allowed, and they wouldn't let you march with them. They throw you out, even though it's your right to march, if you're wearing a pro-life shirt.
Yeah, they really are borderline on the race selection system. If you look at Nazi Germany, how they started out by dividing everyone by race and racial DNA, religion. The Democrats are going in that direction where they're dividing everybody, their constituents, they're dividing America along racial and religious lines, because they believe that they can then agitate and get the large masses to follow them with this identity politics idea, which really is a racial agenda, a racial and religious agenda to divide people.
Exactly. They are following, because when the Nazis first got in, it was on, you know, supposedly recovery and all this other stuff in Versailles Treaty, but it was a socialist program, and they said that we're just going to get everybody in their group so we can categorize you for the census and stuff, and IBM helped. And then they used, once everybody in their own group, that's when they started the persecution. And so the Democrats are literally getting us all to do the opposite of what Martin Luther King did. They're getting us to literally identify as a group.
Right. Martin Luther King believed that we will judge people by the strength of their character, not by the color of their skin. A very noble, very American idea. That's why we have Martin Luther King Day. It's not for radicals like Barack Obama and all of his minions who run around saying that, well, you know, he had something on his campaign website, African Americans for Obama, Muslims for Obama. It was all about dividing people and identifying their race. And it is very racist to tell people you have to believe in socialism and communism if you're this skin color or this religion. It's gone so far in the opposite direction. And again, it's because the Democrat leftist policies do not work.
You're right. And it's extremely patronizing. It's very patronizing to how they talk down to these groups. It's sick.
Yeah, there was this guy named, I think his first name is Paris. He's a African-American that was a Trump supporter, and he was on CNN explaining Trump's policies during the election. And this white professor from some Ivy League school said, you're a disgrace to your race. How dare you support Donald Trump? And, of course, he was very offended. He said, how dare you say that I have to believe in socialism and your nonsense because of my skin color? It's pure racism to cast black people at anybody that they have to support some crazy leftist agenda because of their race.
And think how racist that is. Yeah, we have that video. We probably ought to grab that and play it next segment. I mean, that is the ultimate racist thing to say to a black person or a white person or anybody. You're a disgrace to your race when it's the human race because you're not doing what I tell you to do. That is crazy. They think they own black people.
Well, America is a great ideal. It's a country that brought together people of all races, all religions, toward a goal of free markets, free religion, building an entrepreneurial, individualistic economy where people can pursue happiness and community. And the Republican Party, the conservative agenda, embodies this. And the Democrat leftist agenda is something that is becoming very anti-American.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going right to your calls. Right to your calls. Stay with us. Start.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus, and feel the rush without the crash. BrainForce Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We posted the trailer at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to put banners up on the front page of the site. I'm really going to promote this film. I'm going to put some ads out as well. Because it's, I mean, all his films are amazing. Dreams of My Real Father, his film Utopia about the communist nightmare. No Place Like Utopia. The Art of the Insult, Standing Up to Bullies. You need to see this film. It's amazing. It's hilarious. You're going to laugh for much of 95 minutes. InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps fund our operation. No reviews yet because it just went up today. And I know we have the trailer. Let's make sure we embed the trailer or the trailer I'm going to cut for it there because everybody needs to see the film. Okay, Joel Gilbert is our guest. Thank you for holding. George and Mike and Jason and Chris and Lee and Marcos and John and Mackenzie. We'll at least get to those calls here while we have our guest. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. You're on the air with Joel Gilbert.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mike from Queens, Donald Trump's hometown.
God bless you, brother. What's on your mind?
No, I'm not. I just wanted to talk about the names, some of the names he came out with, like Liawatha for Elizabeth Warren and John Kasich. It's really not a name, but it was pretty funny when he pointed out the fact that he was shoveling pancakes in his mouth like it was his last meal. You know, things like that are what Americans remember, you know, especially when you're out there, you know, trying to reach people.
And that's right, what we need is somebody that's unconventional, not somebody that, what Joel said earlier, Trump doesn't want to be part of the establishment. He knows they're a bunch of stuffed shirts and a bunch of self-important weirdos. Trump's known for hanging out with blue-collar workers because they're fun. And, you know, that's what we need. I'm sorry, I've seen the top of Hollywood. I've seen the top of it all. It's super boring. It all sucks. Trump knows that, and that's what you need to know about Trump is that he likes to work. He likes to do things. He likes to be real. And he likes women. And, you know, everybody's sick of hypocrites, and Trump's not a hypocrite. Great point, Mike. Joel Gilbert?
Yeah, actually, there was a nickname for John Kasich. Besides making fun of his disgusting eating habits, Trump called Kasich 1-for-41 because he only won his home state of Ohio and insisted on staying in the race. And then he cut a deal with Ted Cruz in Indiana and told people, don't vote for Trump, vote for one of us. And that failed so miserably, Kasich and Cruz were out of the race as soon as the polls closed.
Thank you so much, Mike. But notice, a year later, Trump is delivering. I can't see how anybody can be bitching at this point. But, man, what if they're able to implode the economy, Joel? What's going to happen then, though? My God.
Well, you could almost argue that this is the resistance. They probably cannot deal with the fact that people are going to be happy over the tax cuts and not be able to deal with all the success of the economy and the stock market. So all they're left with is shut down the government. Shut down the government. It's hard for me to believe that it's going to stay open all year long. It's probably going to keep shutting down. They're going to prevent Trump from having a budget.
And again, China is cheerleading it, hoping we fail. And the Democrats are with the communist Chinese.
Well, shutting down the government is a resistance tactic. That's the only way they have left to keep the success of Donald Trump from permeating the American economy and the American psyche. If he stays in power and does well, the Democrat Party is finished for another generation.
Great point. Okay, let's go to Christian in Tennessee. You're on the air with Joel Gilbert. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Huge fan. I got one quick point to make real quick.
Sure.
Alice, when do you plan on announcing the winner of the first annual People's Choice Award?
We are totally overwhelmed. I gave the guys a blueprint, but then I want to watch the whole thing because I want to find the guy that called and said it was turning the economy on. That's the biggest story. And then that's what Trump went with, number one. But I may just have to give it to other folks because I'm going to try to do it today or tomorrow. Thank you for reminding me. I'm sorry.
Well, you're fine. And, Doug, I'm a huge fan. You know, one of my favorite nicknames is Barry Davis Obama. And for all you people out there that want to accuse Alex of being a Jew this or a Jesuit this, you know, Obama was tutored by Greg Galuzzo of the Gabilio Foundation, who was a Jesuit, but they had to throw in Gabilio to make it sound Jewish. And, you know, if you were a co-Jewer there, Alex, you'd be a good one after 25 years.
Well, listen, my biggest issue is I've noticed it's the left that uses the race politics and constantly invokes it like that. You know, the left will walk into a conservative store or a gun shop and say, do you let, you know, K-words in just to start a fight? They're the ones, the left, I never heard the N-word until I went up north and was around leftists. And I'm not bashing northerners. I'm just saying that's where I first heard it. And it's just, that's all they hype. Thank you, Christian. Let's talk to Marcos in Fort Worth, Texas. Marcos, you're on the air with Mr. Gilbert and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to stay away from these PBGs, Alex.
Okay, what's a potbelly pedophile?
Potbelly goblins, potbelly pedophiles, potbelly everybody's.
And again, nobody's bad if they have a potbelly. I have a little bit of one. It's that there's something about these leftists and these pedophiles. Every time they get busted, they look like, that's why I call them PBPs, yeah.
I love it. And that's the art of the insult in itself, within itself. That's the importance.
Well, it is true that these people that attack us at the leftist events look like goblins. And so I don't know why. In fact, there's a new one. It's on InfoWars. Goblin creature attacks InfoWars reporters. And he looks like a goblin.
His face, like a top ranking orc from Lord of the Rings, if you've seen the movies.
Well, you know, part of this is really sad because, I mean, look, in fact, I see a caller there. George says, left using protests to turn unemployed against Trump. I think these are really desperate people who totally live off the system, and they think we're trying to kill them. They don't understand. Thank you, Marcos. Great points. Goblins is a great nickname for the left, but only because it fits. See the guy that attacked me in Seattle? These new guys, they look like goblins, Joel.
Well, people remember from my Utopia film, there's a theory from the 60s from Francis Fox Piven. I'm sure you know it. It's called The Weight of the Poor. And what the Democrats did in New York in the mid-70s is they tried to destroy business, run business out of town, and put as many people on welfare as they could in order to crash the system. And that's how they bankrupted New York City. And that is a strategy Obama was using. He put an extra 20 million people on food stamps.
Well, that's Cloward and Piven.
Cloward and Piven put another $10 trillion in the deficit. The goal was if you can crash the system and collapse capitalism and free markets, then you can build the communist society from scratch. So all this welfare state economics, put everybody on the system, is intended to execute an evil plan upon America, not to help any individual at all. The free market system is the one that creates wealth and takes care of, in the end, poor people or people that can't take care of themselves. And Trump is reinvigorating the great American entrepreneurial spirit every day.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and go to John in Boston in the great city of Boston. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, it's great to talk to you from Massachusetts. I love you, man. I love InfoWars. Pray for you daily.
Thank you.
I think that it's very important for Donald Trump, if he's going to release the memo, to do it during the State of the Union address, where he has full coverage from CNN, MSNBC, and forces them into talking about it.
That is a great idea. He should talk about the abuses, the fraud, catching the FBI at the top, organizing the fraud. We have them.
The true State of the Union. Let us know everything that's going on behind the scenes rather than going out there and talking about the stock market and everything. I mean, he's done amazing things, and anybody with eyes.
No, I agree. He should open up with the positive things and thank the American people and thank the military and everybody else. And then he should get into the facts and just indict them all for criminals that tried to bring the country down.
Absolutely.
I would also
agree.
Joel?
Yeah, I would add that that's just the ongoing battle against the mainstream media, against lies, against a narrative to trick people. The mainstream media wake up every day and they say, how can we fool the people who read us and listen to us into believing in the leftist Democrat agenda? I've been through it. I even had the FEC, Federal Election Commission, try to prosecute me for making the film Dreams from My Real
Father. That was in the news, and that was in WikiLeaks. They wanted you particularly arrested, which is why we know you're a good guy and winning. Because if they're not trying to put you in jail, well, you're not on Team America. Thank you so much, John. Stay there. If you got anything else, I'll come right back to John. We'll do another segment with the one and only Joel Gilbert. Get the new film at InfoWarsStore.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live. There's video up on Infowars.com of Chelsea Manning showing up at the Patriot event. It was completely inclusive in New York. Jack Posobiec was there. He's coming up hosting the fourth hour. We're going to play some of that video as well. And everybody was nice to Chelsea Manning. I mean, if you want to say you're a pink reindeer, or you want to say you're an Easter bunny, or you want to say you're a woman, I don't care. Just don't try to go teach five-year-olds that to confuse their sexual orientation, which is what the agenda of the globalist is. Everybody was nice to Chelsea Manning. Okay, aren't you a pretty girl? It was Obama put you in prison. She said that it was a horrible, racist, white supremacist event. Just to go virtue signal, I guess it's a stunt for her Senate run. And I wanted to just hit that before I go back to John and these other callers. What the sexualization of children, the pedophilia in Hollywood, the wanting to target children when they're young, the Tavistock Institute, it's all about population control and I guess just attacking the family. I'm not saying Chelsea Manning does this. Chelsea's a, I think, you know, just a byproduct of this whole program, but that they're really obsessed with that. That's their next big bet, is to be tolerant. Let us teach your five-year-old son, and he's really a girl, and like Jocelyn Elder said, reach down and touch him and teach him how to do it. I mean, what's going on in the leftist diseased mind?
Well, Alex,
Look, Manning was a traitor. People forget that. Manning was a traitor. So was Bo Bergdahl. Both of them, Manning gets let out of prison despite a very long sentence for treason. You've got Bo Bergdahl. People died trying to find him, and he also gets off. So nothing can be more illustrative of the Obama administration, the leftist Obama mentality.
But why does Jocelyn Elders want to reach down and touch her child? Sorry.
Well, this is the the sickness of the far left ideology that goes back to the communist movement in the 60s, where Marxism is an attack against traditional society.
And B.F. Skinner.
The family unit no longer exists. We're going to put you on these collective farms, and you're all going to live in this big collective where you're going to produce more because you're going to be so happy that you're going to make more food and produce more crops. In China, they tried that, of course. In Ukraine, the government would show up and take all the produce, and it turns out everybody starves to death. So the whole concept to change humanity, to create a new human being that doesn't have a gender, that doesn't want to live in a traditional family, that you're just an animal living in this collective like a zoo animal, with the government being the zookeeper who controls you and everything you think. It is a anti-life death cult in the end. 150 million people were murdered in peacetime by communist regimes because they wouldn't go along with this collective, or they just starve to death on the way to utopia.
You're absolutely right. The biggest problem is so many people I know are closeted libertarians or conservatives, but they get censored or they get attacked, and they won't even have me on their shows, which I don't need to be on their shows. It's just the fact that they want to play it safe. And by playing it safe, that's why we're going to lose. If we lose, it's all these people playing it safe.
People don't understand. The never-Trumpers, I don't know how they could not understand that if Hillary won, there'd be nothing left of the United States. There'd be no more conservative movement. There'd be no more Republicans. It would be 100% leftist majority in every state, where it's just a given. You'd have all the corruption in Chicago, bankruptcy, horrible education, violent culture. They were going to bring all the devastation of Chicago and Detroit to the rest of the country. That's why anybody that was a Republican libertarian that didn't vote for Trump or doesn't understand what the stakes are out of their mind.
And they know it's a culture of corruption. They're all criminals and exempt themselves from it. They are mid-level and high-level Democrats are the criminal party. And the blue-blood Republicans are a bunch of cowards that go along with it. They're even worse. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Boston. Go ahead and finish up your point, John.
That's it.
Alex, you know, it all just comes down to the fact that they worship the devil and they love the devil, and they're going to do whatever, you know, isn't in our best interest because of that. And you look at these potbelly goblins you talk about, and the one thing they're missing is God. You look at their eyes, you can see it. You know, they're empty, they're hollow. They don't care about anyone but themselves. And, you know, it's just really sad. But, you know, Trump can defeat this by going off script, like you said, not playing it safe. And I really think reading the FISA memo at the State of the Union is the way to do that.
God bless you. Absolutely. That's a great idea, isn't it, Joel?
Forget John McCain was exposed again as a Democrat by voting for Obamacare, and he's knee-deep in this whole FISA warrant thing. Jeff Flake, also from Arizona, went on the Senate floor and called Trump Stalin. He lied about what even Trump said. Trump said the fake news media was the enemy of the American people. Flake goes on the Senate floor and says that Trump said the media was. So Trump has exposed these establishment Republicans as really being Democrats. And if you go to the InfoWars store, I encourage you, you've got to watch the film. You'll understand Trump like you've never seen him.
No, you're right, because the film's well done. It's fun. It progresses as he marches throughout the film, you know, up to the podium, and you see the process of him winning. And it's really great tactics for all of us that kind of instinctively do this in our own lives. When somebody messes with me or lies about me, I just snap back with a, you know, funny insult, and I make it fun, and they hate that. It's the same. We're not being nasty. We're just being, oh, yeah. You know, and but you, so all of us that are successful will watch this and see Trump distilling it That's why this film is invaluable. All your children should see this film and learn how to not let bullies hurt you, not even get in a fight with them. Slap them back with wit. And you know, that's how you deal with them.
Yeah, Trump had the creativity. Every day, he's falling asleep, he's waking up and tweeting, and when he hits send, they just start to go nuts, and they can't think of anything in response. All they can do is say, Trump is not very nice, and he had an affair 20 years ago. That's all they can say. They don't have an ounce of creativity, and that's why Trump is dominating them every day.
And that's why Christians forgive him, because he's not being a hypocrite either. He's not up there. It's just unbelievable. Imagine where we'd be right now, Joel, if Hillary would have gotten elected. Like you said, it'd be hell on earth right now. That woman looks like a psychotic demon. I mean, she just looks like a witch out of a movie. I mean, she looks crazy.
She was involved in abuse of power for 25 years. It's been well chronicled in book after book. Hillary had designs on eliminating every amendment after amendment, eliminating the borders. Defeating permanently any opposition to the leftist agenda. And we went through a very dangerous time. And really, Trump won a couple of states by maybe 10,000 votes. So the United States was on a very dangerous course where it would not have continued ever to be the...
I agree. Can you believe they're getting Mitt Romney out of deep freeze to run for the Senate to go after Trump?
It's disappointing to think that could happen, but let's see how things play out. The Republican base is not stupid, and they know the score. And when you watch, The Art of the Insult, you'll be inspired yourself, like you said, to stand up to all this leftist bullying.
Absolutely, and that's why the fight's just beginning, folks. I'm telling you, if you go to sleep, listeners, we're done. You are the heart of the resistance. And I salute you all, and I mean that. I salute you all, no matter what color you are, where you came from. If you want free market, if you want a future for everybody, if you're not a devil worshiper, then we're on your side. And literally, what the caller said, man, you get to the bottom of this, these are evil people. And they got a bunch of slaves following them. George in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Joel Gilbert. Go ahead.
It's nice to talk to you, LA, because I'm a big fan of you and your product.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the marches that happened this past weekend.
Yes.
I feel like they were used to get uninformed people. They discovered it as a women's march to get uninformed people so they could have more votes in favor of the Democrats.
Sure, to say we're for the women.
Yes.
We want you alone. We don't want you to have kids. We want you on welfare. We want you sterilized. We really love you.
Yeah, and I have another point to make. You guys stay close to home when you guys were talking about identity politics, because this is my first election that I voted for, and I voted for Trump, and all hell was raised when I told my parents, because my father, he's Hispanic, and he's all like, why'd you do that? You went against all the Mexicans, like, you're with the racists, and I was like, he's for America. He's for my birthplace. I was born in America. I wasn't born.
Hold on. I want to put you on hold. Don't hang up, George. I wish I'd have gone to you earlier. We're going to do 5 more minutes. We'll finish up with Joel Gilbert. I want to talk about this. My grandfather, my dad's dad was the first person. And, of course, my mother's dad as well. They both voted Republican. They're World War II vets. They came back. They helped put Eisenhower in office. And one of them ran for office as a Republican and won in Texas. But the point was, can you imagine? My family wasn't like racist and all that, but you were Democrats here. Because the Republicans had invaded the South. And you know what? He was loved a decade after he did it, but he went through hell to do the right thing, just like you just did.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.